From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
$30 million fraud scheme results in two arrests. Two men in New York City are facing fraud and money laundering charges for their alleged roles in a $30 million healthcare scheme. They were accused of exploiting the pandemic-related relaxing of some drug prescription authorization regulations in the Medicare system. Arkady Kaimov, 37, and Peter Kaim, 40, own over a dozen pharmacies in New York City and on Long Island. Both men were charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering, as well as conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and wire fraud. They were each separately charged with concealment money laundering, while Kaim was also charged with aggravated identity theft. The duo allegedly used their pharmacies to submit false Medicare claims for expensive cancer medications that were never prescribed or ordered or dispensed by medical professionals. Kaimov and Kaim were paid a total of more than $30 million. Authorities accused the men of using funds from the scheme to engage in a money laundering operation. They allegedly conspired to have money wired from fake pharmacy wholesale companies to businesses in China for distribution to people in Uzbekistan. The duo used proceeds from the scheme to buy luxury goods and real estate. If you've been accused of any kind of prescription drug fraud in New York, you need smart and aggressive legal representation from a skilled criminal defense attorney. Contact Brill Legal Group today to discuss your situation.
Are your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.